Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 1 Kings chapter 20, verses 26 through 28, the Bible says, "And it came to pass at the return of the year that Ben-Hadad numbered the Syrians and went up to Aphek to fight against Israel. The children of Israel were numbered and were all present and went against them, and the children of Israel pitched before them like two little flocks of kids, but the Syrians filled the country. There came a man of God and spake unto the king of Israel and said, Thus saith the Lord, because the Syrians have said, The Lord is the God of the hills, but he is not the God of the valleys. Therefore will I deliver all this great multitude into thine hand, and ye shall know that I am the Lord." Ben-Hadad is the king of Syria and was wanting to take over Israel. Not much has changed in that part of the country as we see today. He has joined forces with other kings to try to overthrow and conquer Israel. One day, as Ben-Hadad was drunk, he attacked Israel and got whipped badly. Ben-Hadad got so upset that he complained how that the God of Israel helps Israel win because they always fight up in the hill country and they have the advantage of being up high. He believed that if Israel would come down and fight in the valley, that Syria would win. They begin to mock these Israelites, that their God is the only a God of the mountains. Well, a man of God goes up to the king of Israel, and he's had enough. He told the king that God was not only the God of the mountains, but he's the God of the valleys too, and that God will let them whip the Syrians if they go down and fight in the valley. I love the mountains. I live here in the eastern panhandle of West Virginia in the Appalachian Mountains. I love seeing them every day. I've seen most every mountain chain in the continental U.S. I've seen the Rocky Mountains, the Cascade Mountains, the White Mountains of the Northeast, the Ozarks, the Sierra Madres, and the Smokies, and virtually every other mountain chain here in the continental U.S. I love the beauties of the mountains. May I say this, as beautiful as the mountains are, they don't produce much. It's down in the valley where the production is best. The soil is better in the valley, and the farms are better in the valley. I don't actually live on the mountain. I live at what they call the mouth of the Shenandoah Valley. There's places here on Route 9 that you can drive and look in your rearview mirror and see the mountains behind you, and you can look ahead and see the mountains ahead of you as you're down in the valley. But the view from the mountaintop is just astounding to me. It's beautiful. But may I say this, you can't live on the mountaintop very well. You have to come to the valley. That's where life is. Let me give you three thoughts today about living in the valley or the God of the valleys. Number one, there's the Valley of Elah. That's found in 1 Samuel 17 and also in chapter 21 of 1 Samuel. This is the valley where David killed Goliath. This is the Valley of Giants, or the Valley of Opposition. May I say something? You will face giant opposition in your life. As a Christian, you're going to face giant opposition. May I say something? Face it for God. Don't hide in fear. Don't run because you're afraid. And don't try new and man's methods. Let's just do it God's way. David could not use Saul's armor. He could only use what he had proven between him and God. Go in the power of God. Face the giant. Don't go in your own power. Once you do face the giant, after you knock him down, cut his head off, don't let him get back up. Make your stand for God known, and don't make it for yourself, make it for God. So, you have the Valley of Elah, the Valley of Giants. Number two, you have the Valley of the Shadow of Death. As you read Psalm 23, it says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. This is a valley, God says, that we have to walk through. We're to keep moving and not stop. When we stop in this valley is when depression comes, when grief comes, when things overwhelm and things control us. We gain strength to get through this valley by the good times. I want you to notice after that, the Bible says, surely goodness and mercy will follow. But goodness and mercy can only follow if we keep walking through the valley of the shadow of death. When my mama died about 3.5 years ago, I had preached a funeral on Friday. I preached all day on Sunday. I preached mom's funeral on Monday. I preached another funeral on Tuesday. And I preached Wednesday night church. I had to keep on walking through that valley, and that's how you get through it. I don't care what the psychologist says. You don't have to go through the 10 or 7 steps of grief. You have to keep on walking through the valley of the shadow of death. You don't get over someone's death, but you can get through the valley of death. You see, if you stop, goodness and mercy stops. You have to keep moving for goodness and mercy. And then finally, you have the valley of decision. Joel chapter 3, verse 14 talks about the valley of decision. Let me ask you a question. Have you settled the decision about your eternity? Do you know for sure that if you died, you'd go to heaven? You say, well, preacher, I just don't know that. Do me a favor, pick up the phone and call me. Call my church phone number and we'll take the Bible and show you how you can know for sure. Go find an independent fundamental Baptist preacher or somebody that is, and let them take the Bible and show you how you can know for sure you're going to heaven. You see, you need to settle that. Your faithfulness to God's house will help you with your valleys of decision. I believe you ought to be in Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night church. I think you ought to get your family involved in the ministries and the activities of the church. If there's a Christian school and you have children, get your children in the Christian school. You see, it's better for your children and for your family to get their advice from the man of God and from godly things than from this old nasty, sinful, disgusting, God-hating world. Decide you're going to live by the principles of the Word of God and not by our emotions. Let's not compare Christianity to the world. Let's change that. Let's not bring the world into the church. Let's live God's way. Let's change the world by how we live. You see, God is not just the God of the mountains. He's the God of the valleys. But we have to go through these valleys to get to the mountaintops. God has proven over and over that He's the God of the valley. Not only will He go through the valley with you, but according to the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 1, He's the lily of the valley, to make it as beautiful as possible as we pass through. Hey, let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.